For Truth with a Texas Twang, Fireside Talk Radio, the show where women ponder the things we store in our hearts. Host Kathy Caraffi invites experts to talk openly about what women care about, like how to create lifelong companionship, dealing with mental illness in our families, bullying at school, and many others. You name it, we talk about it. Listen in now as Kathy helps us find answers to our most tender questions.
Welcome to Camp Crafty's Fireside Talk Radio, where our goal is to ponder over all the tried and true stuff we women store away in our hearts as we knit our families together in lifelong fellowship. Our favorite verse on this show is, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart," Luke 2:19.
Hey, Anna.
I am here with my mom, and she very graciously allowed me to read the intro today.
By that, she means I handed it to her as we were about to go on air and said, "Here, you do this."
We were negotiating as the intro ran.
You did good. I'm so
proud of you.
It's
all that musical training that you bought me in junior high that you said I had to do music in junior high. It's paying off. I can, what do you call that? Sight read.
Yeah, you did good. I'm proud of you for that. Okay, so we're talking about yard games and leading your family. And here's the real hook for me, Anna. We're going to talk about how to raise just kids. In other words, how do you teach your children to love justice? And I think that's such a relevant topic because of all the talk we've heard about social justice. And also, there's a lot of codependency in our culture. So I cannot wait to unpack that with you and talk about yard games, which I played croquet with the grandkids this weekend. So that in itself is a story. So where do you want to start on this topic?
Well, okay, off the top of my head, first thing I think about when you talk about parenting and justice is I think patience, because it takes so much patience to, I feel like my kids came in the world seeking justice. They're always telling me when something goes wrong, you know, mom is the first one they run to, even if dad's standing right there for some reason. And so I'm supposed to fix whatever it is that has gone awry, the thing they perceive that someone else has done that was wrong. Yeah. And it takes so much patience to listen every time. And on my bad days, on the days when I'm tired or you know, it's a stage and we've done a lot of it, it's easy to cut them off mid-sentence and say, "Okay, but is this really a big deal?" And my goal is to never undermine them seeking justice, because that's part of recognizing it in our world and valuing it, and to use all my patience as a parent. But I'm at the early stages of this with a 5 and a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I would just say injustice is the thing that makes us all very angry. And we're living in a very angry culture right now. So that's why when we started talking about different character qualities, I thought in the future, we're going to need the next generation to have a really good, rock solid understanding of justice versus injustice. If we don't have that, our kids will be fooled by some of the silliness that's out there. So that's why I wanted to talk about it. But let's talk about, can I give you a definition?
Yes.
Okay, just. So we want to raise kids that are just, seeking to be like God and loving people with their best interests in mind while guarding the welfare of others. So in other words, you can't just pick out justice for some people and not others. You have to guard the welfare of others, of everyone, and still make decisions in the best interest of the person standing in front of you. That's what, to me, that's what God does. And I built him into this definition because I think none of us are really just. We are unrighteous judges. We don't judge rightly the way God does, because we don't always know the whole story.
And as a classroom teacher, I mean, I've been doing that longer than I've been raising my own kids. And at first, my first big, what I felt like was a massive ask of God over my first classroom was I prayed safety. And I kind of, in an art room, you know, handing kids knives, I kind of meant that just in the most basic physical level. But it turned into something really dear where kids, my students really felt like they belonged and had a home in my room because it was safe. They felt secure there because we prayed that from God over it. But then now as time evolves, somewhere along the way, I started praying justice over my classroom, mainly for me, that I would recognize in a situation where something has happened and my back was turned or I'm helping another kid and my head's down, that God would grant me wisdom to be able to pursue justice for all parties involved, the kid standing in front of me, who's telling me the story, who feels like they need me to intercede, and everyone else in the room who still wants to get their work done and also needs to have me to have their backs.
And I love that.
It's difficult. And so I pray it all the time.
Okay. So I want to talk about yard games. We are going to do that, but I want to read a Bible verse because it really fits what you just said about your classroom. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. Proverbs 21:15. And then I found this quote, and I'm going to quote somebody and not tell you who it is till we get to the end of the quote. And you're going to think that it's somebody that, I mean, this could have come out of the newspaper today.
Do I get to guess?
Well, have you seen the notes for the show notes?
I haven't looked.
Okay, then if you haven't, oh, this is really spontaneous. Now we know, folks, we are having a very spontaneous conversation because Anna didn't even read the show notes. Okay, that's awesome. Yeah, you can guess. Okay, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, that his justice cannot sleep forever. Who said that?
Well, the language, it's a little old fashioned sounding in the sentence structure. So it's got to be someone early and he's got to be famous. So I'm not going to give it a personal one. Easy ones are like George Washington. Like I can name the first three presidents.
Name the first three.
Okay. Well, let's see. Washington. Ooh, but this is not a president. So what about Washington, yeah, Jefferson, or Ben Franklin?
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, there you go.
Ben Franklin was not a president.
No, I said one of them not a president. I did put some fine print there.
John Adams.
But he was just, smart too. John Adams, that's one of the first three.
Well, that was from Thomas Jefferson. But you could read that in a quote today. I mean, that is so timely. Justice is always an issue. We really ignore justice at our own detriment, like our own, we put ourselves in jeopardy as a nation and as individuals when we ignore justice. Okay, so let's talk about how you can use yard games to teach your children to be just. Okay, I love this concept. I just love it. I love yard games anyway, like badminton. You do not have to be athletic to love badminton, I can tell you.
We don't like to be bored in our family. So we have multiple sets of rules to every game.
Oh,
and because
true.
We do try to be just and we want everyone to have fun, we announce which set of rules we're using. And we get creative with them. And then also another thing we do is we don't play traditional every time. So we might play traditional badminton, or we might get out the croquet set. In my particular branch of the family, we call it ultimate croquet. And there might be a creek in the middle of the croquet set that you have
I
to get across with your mallet and your ball.
Well, and our yard's a little crooked. So last weekend we were playing croquet with the kids, and we were just rolling. It was so funny because some of them really wanted to play adult rules, which is traditional rules. And some of them wanted to play kid rules because it's no fun if you can only hit the ball once and it doesn't go anywhere.
Because you have little arms and little legs and you just don't have the power to get it over the net every time.
They were turning the mallet sideways and that would made it easier to hit the ball. So we let them hit it 20 times until we finally got it through a wicket. I learned the word for hoops. It's not hoops. They kept telling me it's wickets, Grammy. So anyway, but the funny thing was, of course, for the older kids that are trying to play by the traditional rules, so they were having to figure out what would be just because the balls kept running downhill into the flower bed.
Oh, and there's a couple of those dear my nieces and nephews who they are passionately, they have
they're
instincts.
Careful.
Well, and they have instincts about justice.
That's so true.
It's their strength.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. Like one of them I call Judge because I think he may be a judge someday. Who knows? But anyway, so yes. So that was fun. But what the main thing was, it's such an opportunity to teach them the rules really are important. Now, we, of course, make up our own rules, which you can't do at the courthouse. But it is great for them to know the rules are there to serve the people.
And it is a dear thing. I actually enjoy making up rules with children. And I see it with my kids in this young stage of life where they're playing, even imaginary games have to have rules.
True.
The world that you're imagining has to function in a specific prescribed way. So everyone understands that, yes, the stuffed animals get to fly. Or no, they don't. That's cheating. I mean, it's important to announce ahead of time. And so we often talk about that fair means that everyone is playing by the same rules. Everybody understands how the world or the game works, and that you don't get to introduce new rules halfway through for your own betterment, for your own advantage, unless everyone agrees and feels that it's to their advantage too, to change the rules.
I love that so much. I just think it's so important. And I love being outdoors with kids and seeing them negotiate with each other to find the rules they can all live by. So I think it's really important at this point, because we're talking about rules. If you've read my books, you know, I have clues for how I know when I'm being argumentative. And when I wrote that chapter, I said, I don't like rules, because I think sometimes we use the rules to hurt people instead of using the rules to serve people.
That's the question I ask my children. I say, when they come to me seeking justice, I say, do you want something good for someone, yourself or someone else? Or are you trying to harm someone else? And trying to harm someone else is, at our house, it's the definition of tattling.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So they come to me and they're telling me what happened, but they're telling me what happened with the purpose of harming someone else. Then that's a problem.
Yeah, that's good, Anna. So what I think is important to talk about why we have the law and what it is supposed to do for us. And Romans is really clear about that. So we want to talk a little bit about that when we come back, so that as adults, we understand why we have laws in our country and why we have rules in our home. And then why I call some things a clue, because I want to abide in a way that is kind and loving to other people. So I give myself a clue. And then those turn out to be pretty useful, actually, for me and anybody else that's interested. Okay, so before we go to the break, I want to say you're listening to Kathy Craffey and Anna Craffey Pierce. And you can find everything we share today at Kathy Craffey's, K-R-A-F as in Frank, V as in Victor, E as in Edward.com. For a minute there, I couldn't spell my own name. So I think you can find it pretty easily at Fireside Talk Radio, but Kathy Craffey is a little hard to spell. KathyCraffey.com, and that's where we speak truth with a Texas twang. So if you'll stay with us, we're going to keep talking about how to raise just kids, and we're living in a culture that needs more justice. So
and making up backyard games.
Yeah, and also don't forget we're going to do this the fun way with games. I mean, how easy and fun is that? So just stay with us, and we'll give you a few more ideas. I want to talk a little bit about how God Himself is just. Anna, don't let me forget. I guess I better write that down on a note so I don't forget about that. It's important. Stay with us.
We don't want to miss a moment at Fireside Talk Radio, so stay tuned for more adventures as we talk about the things women store and ponder in their hearts. More truth with a Texas twang when we return.
You ought to see my blue-eyed Sally. She lives way down on Shinbone Alley. The number on the gate and the number on the door. In the next house over is a grocery store.
Want to move from coexisting to cherished? From isolated to influential? Hi, this is Kathy. Just for you, we have two books out now devoted to creating better conversations, life-changing conversational adventures. Marriage Conversations, From Coexisting to Cherished, is 20 chapters packed with easy, practical ideas. This is the book I wrote for my kids. It's brimming over with personal stories and stuff I learned the hard way. Then, The Art of Drawing Out Authentic Conversations explores over 40 different ways Jesus launched the woman at the well from lonely to leadership. You can find our books with our wonderful publishers, Cross River Media and Elk Lake Publishers, at local bookstores or at Amazon.com. Buy two, one to read out loud to your hubby and one to share with a friend. Order yours today and have your own conversational adventures tonight.
What if I told you there was a new place for senior care? A place where mom's bathtub recitals are met with rousing applause? Where Lola the Yorkie Poo has the run of the place? A place where corn dogs are on the menu whenever? It's home. Where mom built her life. Call Home Instead Senior Care at 1-800-455-CARE or visit homeinstead.com to learn more about in-home services like 24-hour care, memory care, hospice support, and meals and nutrition.
Oh, miles and miles of Texas. Yeah.
We want to thank our generous sponsors for making these candid conversations possible at Fireside Talk Radio, where truth and Texas twang meet.
I saw miles and miles of Texas.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with us through the break. Now, we've been talking about how to raise kids who understand and love justice and recognize it. Of course, they kind of come that way pre-wired, as Anna pointed out. That was a good point, Anna. And we also want to talk about yard games and how rules in games really help. And hopefully that story about my kids, my grandkids playing croquet on the downhill slope. I mean, that's pretty funny. It was even funnier when we were doing it. But while we were thinking about this, I wanted to give you a few verses. I'm going to put all these in a blog, so don't worry about writing them down. But Romans, if you're interested, Romans 3, 19 through 20, 4, 15, 5, 13, 7, 7 through 11. And there's some verses in Galatians and 1 Timothy. I'll pull all those for you. But the summary from my point of view, the silver bullet, the thing you need to remember is the reason we have law is to expose our own sin and point us to a God who is just. He is so just and so merciful at the same time. And so that's really our goal. When we teach our kids about justice, we want them to understand about mercy too. So Anna, I pulled another really great quote. And I actually have a couple of things here. I don't know where to begin. I'm going to start with one from another of my favorite, Winston Churchill. All the great things are simple and many can be expressed in a single word: freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, and hope. Isn't that great?
It is. And those one word things, you know, one of those is my dad's.
Oh, freedom. Yeah.
And thinking about that in the context of justice and laws get a bad rap.
Yeah, they
do. And rules in a house, oh, I have to follow the rules. Like we, as humans, we start to resent the thing that is meant to protect us.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid, I think it was you probably pointing it out about dad, that if my dad created laws and rules for us to live by that were good, I could use them to my advantage. And I did, once you pointed it out, I could tell my friends, well, I can't do that. My dad says I can't.
Yeah, that's true. It was a protective blanket for you as a kid.
It was a covering.
Yeah.
It gave me the ability to say no to foolishness because there was a rule in our family that I was under the authority, my dad's authority, umbrella of authority, and he had said no. And so there was a freedom in being under the authority of rules.
Yeah.
And it does make life more fun sometimes, not always. They're hard work, but like games, when my kids were little, we had all the plastic, I'm trying to think of examples, like golf clubs. We had plastic golf clubs. We had
bowling balls.
Yes. All the bowling pins, all the plastic, bright colored yard toys for kids because we had toddlers. And my older nieces and nephews came over one day and we pulled out plastic baseball bats. I just dumped that bin. Oh, there were wiffle balls, so many wiffle balls and baseballs and all sorts of things in there. We dumped them out into the grass and they invented a sport.
Oh,
they had a name. I don't remember now what names. They invented trophies. Like we had to go inside with the popsicle sticks and the glue guns and make trophies. There was a whole set of rules. We had a judge because we needed, what do you call it in sports? Why can't I think of it? A referee, like,
yeah.
An ump. One of the kids designated themselves the judge of the sport. And we had championship rounds and like a bracket. That's the word. I'm not very sporty, you can tell.
Yeah.
But there was a championship bracket they wrote out. And
oh, wow. I love it.
It was so much fun. And the reason it was fun is because they invented rules. The rules are what made the game fun.
Okay, so that brings up another verse I pulled for this episode, Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. So one thing I love about that story you just told is those are the big kids very humbly putting themselves and all their skills and all their knowledge to work on behalf of those younger kids.
And not being like too cool or feeling that the world revolved around them to such a degree that they required big fancy sporting equipment that we didn't have in our household of toddlers. They just used what was in front of them in the dearest way.
So one of the things that I noticed about some of the verses is we always prep for these by pulling verses and quotes and questions that we want to discuss together. We don't always know the answers, you probably noticed, but that's how we prep. But one of the things that I thought about as we were prepping for this, Anna, I hadn't even mentioned this to you yet. It's interesting how often in scripture the key characteristic that goes with justice is not mercy. It's often humility. And you saw it in that verse with Micah. He requires of us to do justice, mercy, and to walk humbly. So there it is. So we're going to do an episode on humility with the kids, and it has to do with, we're going to tie it back to collecting bugs. And that, so I know you're wondering how in the world could we do that. But so look for that bug collecting, flower collecting.
I'm excited about that. I know I love all those things.
I know.
I passionately am pro collecting dead creatures in the backyard.
Okay. Don't tell the environmental people that she collects after
good
they're
for
dead.
The environment. It's very good for
she,
it.
She doesn't kill them. She collects them to draw them. Okay. So that's what I think is pretty sweet. So anyway, I wanted to come back to that idea of yard games. So we talked a little bit about badminton, croquet. What are some other things and the games the kids make up, which is genius, by the way. What else?
Well, I love to turn my kids loose. We've talked about this as a family quite a bit, but we don't really believe in boredom. We believe in an opportunity, a moment of time that's blank, where kids get to struggle in their own brains to figure out what to do with their own person.
Imagination.
And yes, and imagination is always the answer at our house. I don't tell them that, but I just release them into the yard and say, don't come in. You get to be outside. Mama needs to stay sane. And I have things I got to get done. And outside is amazing. We have a great yard. And I will look out my window 5 to 10 minutes later. And because they are wonderful and they choose to obey, which I'm thankful for, they will be out there in the sandbox digging. And once again, they've created a whole kingdom that has rules, and I can hear them chatting and voicing people and pretending, trying on ideas of the authority, the superhero, all these different ways of interacting in life. Which toy's the villain? Are we going to have a villain? Because neither of them wants to be the villain. And so yard games can be something you organize, like croquet or badminton, which are our favorites in the family. But it can also be just, I also send my kids to the room some days, not because they're in trouble, though that happens too, but because if I give them a defined space and don't tell them what to do with it, it allows them to have the time to negotiate between the two of them to figure it out.
I love that.
And to practice these things.
You know, when they were toddlers, I used to invite them over and we'd fill up a little tray like they show on Pinterest, like with green peas and pebbles and different things they could play with and move around with water and so forth. And so I want to just say, even if you're living in if you're in a high rise in a fancy big city like Dallas or New York or Los Angeles, you don't have to have a backyard to turn your kids loose with their imagination.
Oh, no.
So they can be busy figuring that out at a city park while you sit on a blanket and read a book.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be outside. Like I said, their rooms, we have a box. We have beautiful toys. Their grandparents, my mom, my dad have given them, my in-laws. Lovely, lovely books. Inevitably, when I go back in the room and they've been in there and they've had to figure their own life out and play together, they have the box of plastic toys that are just the ones that you accrue in life because the party favors or the little toy in the meal at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Those little just kind of, in my mind as a mom, junky toys, those are the ones they dump out that trigger their imagination.
You know, speaking of that, when we were together recently, they made a library card. Everybody got a library card so they could have a library playing with their books. And when you think about libraries, now there's a place where rules really apply.
They matter a lot because Beth will, my sweet daughter, will sort the books in her bookstore. She has a bookstore. It's a loaning bookstore because she wants to be the owner and an authority, but she wants you to return the books because she needs them for her store so she can sell them to someone else. So it is a lending bookstore. And she
she's so funny.
And she decorates it with shells, her shell collection. But she has all her books organized by topic. They're rules.
Oh, wow.
Also, in our show about when we start talking about nature and collecting bugs and the things I love to draw and collect and why, another place you learn about rules and being under authority and how God has a plan.
Yeah.
And his plan is just and true and good is in nature. Because when you study nature, you see, even as a small child, that everything follows a set of rules.
Wow.
And that when it doesn't, life has gone wrong.
Yeah, I just want to throw this out. I was a person that really rebelled against rules as a kid, and I got myself into a lot of trouble, and many people know my story. I won't bore you with it here, but if you're listening and you're thinking God's justice makes you very uncomfortable, I want to join Anna and say he is an orderly God who designed the universe to be beautiful for us, and he has a plan for your life. And if you feel uncomfortable with his justice, be sure and contact us. We want you to know he's merciful, and his part of his plan is second chances.
And also, you can contact us, but you can also contact him.
Oh, yeah, that's
please,
true.
Please talk to God about whatever is on your heart. And yeah, we would love to do that with you. I, many years ago, asked him to be a person of constant prayer. And so when people tell me the things, when they share with me what they would like me to pray, I get excited because it means that it's another conversation I get to have with the one who loves me most.
Yeah. And he sent his son for our sins. Jesus died on the cross for us. You may have heard that before. If you haven't, we definitely want to share that with you. There's more about that on my blog. You can find all of this and more at Kathy Craffy, K-R-A-F as in Frank, V as in Victor, E as in Edward.com. And we have two books out. I think that we talked about those at the break. I think the guys at TogiNet put my promo in there. Maybe the one you did for me on it. So do look for our books because that'll help you understand more about where we're coming from. And especially if you want to know more about God, we just keep putting more stuff out about him so you'll know that he loves you. And that's why we do these blogs, because we know there's mommies out there that their only sane minute is a 30-minute podcast.
And if you desire for your children, if you already know and love Christ and are and think God is the most awesome being in the whole universe like I do, and you desire him for your children, seeking justice in your family, if you teach your children that, they will find God. He is the source of all true justice.
Wow. Seeking justice is one way we look for him, Anna. I never even put that together. I'm such a truth seeker. But I never thought about the way we all seek justice, even as little kids.
It's why our culture is so confused, because they've taken God. They say he doesn't exist. So, of course, justice is impossible to find.
Oh, my goodness. That is profound. I wish we had more time to explore that. I better write that down, too. We can have an episode on just that, why we seek God. I mean, that's a great question.
As long as we get to laugh while we do it.
Yeah. Okay, I think I put my call sign, KathyCraffy.com. We want you to know we love you. This is Truth with a Texas Twang. Don't forget, you can contact us anytime and let us know what you're interested in. We're making a few changes, doing some fun things lately, and we're really excited about all that. So do look for us on the website and let us know what you might want to hear more about. This is Truth with a Texas Twang coming at you.
Thank you for joining us today, where we speak truth with a Texas twang.
All fiddles, Johnny and Keith, yes.